It's the Mike O'Mara Show. It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Oh, no. No, no. No, there's really no need for that. That's what I was looking for.
You've earned it.
After I sunk the 30-foot putt. If you would like to call us for the Slacker Employee of the Month contest, give us a call right now. Got about four or five people standing by. We're going to talk to them in just a second. The number is 877-365-3636.
Right.
$100 on the line that you will not earn.
As usual.
We're going to get right to our Slackers. Tomorrow on the show, we're going to chat with Bethann McBride, the brand new executive producer of the Mike O'Mara Show, who's making her way back. She'll be back in studio full-time with us on Monday because, of course, things were accelerated a little bit.
She's not entirely new, just parts of her.
Parts of her are brand new.
That's right. Still got the label on
it. And I can't wait to keep track of her movements, so to speak. So, Buzz, I implore you, will you keep track of these people, please?
I will do that,
because
yes.
I'm just pressing too many buttons today on our debut show. Let's get right to our contest, Employee of the Month, and talk to Sean. Sean, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Tell us, Sean, why are you the Employee of the Month?
Oh, you're looking at the winner right here. Why?
Now, hold on. Now, Sean, can I tell you something?
I like that, though.
Usually, when someone starts with that, it just no good can come of it.
Well, there will be here. The 100 will come of it.
Okay, if you're confident, that's fine.
A hundred.
All right, and we'll hear your story. Tell us why you are the Employee of the Month.
Well, I work for a mason.
Okay, that's the stone guy.
You so do we.
Stone guy, stone brick guy. And
shut up. No, I wasn't talking to you. I was talking to Rob. Rob Ixnay on the Esident Prey of the Umpany K.
EBSA.
All right.
Yeah, so you're a mason.
And I've been with him for 4 years now.
Uh-huh.
He pays me really good.
Uh-huh.
And I do as much as I can to sit on my ass.
Okay, well,
that's fantastic.
A question about masonry.
Go ahead, Rob.
What is there, like, on the very, very busiest day, what needs to get done? You're banging rocks with a hammer, right?
Well, we build chimneys, we build basements, we build homes.
Gentlemen, I don't think this is a keeper.
No, I don't either.
Sean, I'm very, very sorry. Try again sometime.
That's okay.
Yeah, that's okay. Sure. Of course it is. You're a slacker.
He's used to underachieving.
Employee of the Month contest. Hello, Chris, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, what's up, guys?
How are you, Chris?
Pretty good. That guy sounds like he works a lot harder than me.
Really?
Okay, tell us all about your job, and we'll see if you are indeed the Employee of the Month.
All right, well, I work in medical records. I make $9 an hour, and basically most of the time I just pace around listening to WJFK. I get work to do. I don't really do very fast.
Seriously, and this is the way it's going to go on this contest. All of these guys are sounding the same. Mm-hmm. We are talking to slackers. There's
right.
no
yeah,
doubt in my
true.
Mind.
You must remember.
Yeah, without a doubt.
But I think I know what you're looking for.
Okay.
You're looking for the crafty slacker, the one who puts more effort into not doing than he would put into doing.
I think you're right. It's a creative endeavor, mm-hmm. somebody that really gets away with it.
Ferris Bueller is what you want.
Makes it look good.
It's always
it's
Ferris
working,
with you.
I've been working here for 7 years.
Nothing
all right, you've been
here.
There for 7 years. All right, take us through, Chris, seriously, because I don't want to drop you completely here. Take us through your average day. What are your hours, first of all? What are your normal hours?
Well, on an ambitious day, I get there about 10.
You get there about 10. You're supposed to be there at 9?
Well, it's not really set in stone, but I leave at about 4:30. Sometimes I get there about 10.
All right, so 10 to 4:30. From that 10 to 4:30, take us through your day. Getting to work, what you do. Go ahead.
Well, there's different projects for me, different filing projects. Mm-hmm. I basically do them as slow as possible.
Do you clock in or do you do a timesheet?
I have a timesheet, and it's like kind of honor system, but I do my timesheet, honestly.
Do you do anything to make it appear that you're working harder than you actually are?
Oh, absolutely. I do a lot of pacing around the bells.
No, I don't like
them. No, we're not there yet.
I think it's the dull sound of his voice that ruined it.
Yeah, but I'm thinking we might not get anybody that we like because
they're all
slackers.
Dull, sure.
Let's talk to Tony. Tony, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Tell us why you are the... Why you are the Employee of the Month.
Because I should be the biggest slacker out of all of them.
Okay.
How so?
I install car stereo systems. Half the time I work in boats, I'm laying under the bow doing nothing, acting like I'm doing something, getting paid on the clock.
Right.
Better.
And you know, I just kind of take my time and, you know, act like I'm fooling around with the drill or this or that. And my boss assumes it's a two-hour job when it's really only a 20-minute job. And I try to lack it out as much as
this
I can.
This is working.
Make the day go by nice and slow.
I like you, Tony.
Tony, how many installers work at your shop?
There's one other installer.
Does he do the same thing?
He does the same thing, but he pretty much gets the grunt of the work. He does the alarm systems and whatnot, and I try to just stay
what
in the
not?
Easier
we
areas.
We will accept for this game.
Yeah, sure.
We will accept whatnot. Tony, I'm going to put you on hold. You might be one of our finalists, mm-hmm. Okay?
We're getting there.
Tony?
Yeah.
Slacker Tony, pay attention. We're going to put you on hold, okay?
All right, I'm paying attention.
Okay.
Right. Thank you.
See, and he has to say he's paying attention even though he's not.
Tony. He's an idiot.
Because he's a slacker.
A lovable one, though.
Dwayne, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Tell us why you, Dwayne, are the employee of the month.
Oh, I believe I'm a great slacker. I slack it, slacking.
You slack it, slacking. Talk about what you do.
Well, I'm a resident manager at an apartment complex. And I pretty much sit on the computer all day playing online poker or watching movies on Netflix.
Now, what I like right away is that you say you are a resident manager at an apartment complex.
Yes.
Yeah.
You leave the A off the apartment, and I like that. That's good.
Down in Southern Maryland, that's how we say it.
Apartment complex, and you get to work. Now, do you work odd hours being there? And you're alone, right? If you're managing an apartment, you don't have a lot of supervision.
Well, actually, there's a community manager that's above me, but there's about four people in the office throughout the whole day.
Would they back up the story about you being the slacker in the office?
Oh, absolutely.
Really? Okay, take us through the day, just to, you know, on average, give us a description of what you do all day.
Well, I usually get in about 8 o'clock every morning, mm-hmm. Just kind of go through my emails real quick. It takes all about 10 minutes tops. Then I get on a tournament immediately that runs at 8:30 every morning.
A tournament?
Like a poker tournament?
A poker tournament, yeah.
Online poker.
Uh-huh.
I mean, that
yeah,
can,
online
that,
poker.
That can kill a lot of hours.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely, because there are, you know, thousands of people in there. And then we just, you know, throughout the day I may get a phone call or two. But
you get paid a lot of money? Do you get paid a pretty reasonable salary for what you do?
Actually, yeah, I do. I get paid very well for
now,
what
do
I
you, do. When you're gambling online, I mean, do you do real money poker online?
Sometimes, yeah.
All right.
Just
so you,
for grins.
Are you a degenerate gambler? Would that be safe to
oh,
say?
Oh, no. I'm not gambling my kids' college funds or anything away,
okay.
But
right.
I put a few dollars online.
Oh, you have children, too.
That's,
oh,
that
yeah.
helps.
Oh, okay. You're a married guy with kids?
Yeah.
Right, in round terms, thing. Can you tell me your average salary?
$35,000, $36,000.
When do you find time to spend it all?
Well, you know, it goes so quick.
Sure.
All right. What do you think? Do we keep Tony online as a finalist? I think
I like,
not.
I like the fact that he has kids, but I don't see it as a problem if he's not a degenerate.
Nah,
gambler.
I agree with you, Rob. Sorry, Dwayne, it just isn't
yeah.
thick enough. Sorry about that.
Hey, well, I guess I'll work on my degeneracy and get back to you.
That's right. Keep up the bad work. Thanks a lot. Mm-hmm. That's Dwayne. Let's go to Andrew. Andrew, there he is. Andrew, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Tell us why you are the employee of the month.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
How are you?
You love people named Andrew.
Andrew.
All right, well, I work at a driving range, and first of all, I'm on the clock right now, so.
There's proof.
Hey, party.
I think that's a good enough reason right there, but.
You work at a driving range?
Yeah, I work at a driving range up
there. Now, here's the problem. Here's the problem. With the driving range, that's just, that can be a slacker existence right there.
Exactly.
I mean, the whole environment there is, what do? Pick up balls?
Hey.
Well, actually, I'm the one who works on the register, so I actually hand the balls out.
Oh, okay. So you work on the register. How do you slack in a job like that?
Well, the thing is, we're supposed to be doing things around the shop. We're supposed to get it organized. We're supposed to get everything outside, watching the people, making sure nothing's going on out there. But normally, I'm just either listening to the radio, watching TV, doing a little crossword puzzles or something like that.
You know, what do you think, Buzz?
I want to ask him how it is his absence is not missed. Does mm-hmm. nobody notice that you're on the phone with a radio
Bingo.
Station right now?
Oh, definitely. If my boss came down here and saw that, he'd probably take the phone and throw it out the window.
But how have you raised it to an art form? How are you getting away with it?
How am I getting away with it?
Yeah.
Not running around outside of his office with the phone so he knows that I'm not doing
All right. You know what? Enough answers. What do you think, Rob? I think we keep Andrew
on
for a while.
I'm on the bubble.
Yeah, same
on this
here.
One.
Andrew, I'm going to spare you the axe here. We're going to keep you on with Tony as a finalist, all right? Can you hold on?
I have a question for Andrew that'll tilt it
All right, go ahead. One more question for Andrew.
Andrew, how old are you?
I am 18.
At 18, though?
Yeah, if he was 40, then he'd be a slacker.
Oh, I'm very sorry. You should not have answered that way, Andrew. But you're a slacker. We're going to have to let you go.
Finalist, at least.
But you know, no, here's the deal. You get to come back and try when we do it again. And just keep doing the bad work.
In 12 years.
Thank you so much, Andrew.
All right.
Thanks a lot.
All right.
All right, let's go to Tim. Mm-hmm. Tim, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. How are you, Tim?
I'm fine. How are you?
We're doing great. Tell us why. I think we might have one here. Tim, tell us why you are the employee of the month.
I sit on my big fat ass all day. I'm a truck driver.
Are you? Oh, now wait a minute, though.
All drivers sit, though.
Yeah, I mean, but you're driving, and that's your job.
Well, I mean, what makes you extra lazy?
I don't do a damn thing. I don't unload the trucks. I don't do nothing. I don't help. I just...
Yeah, but you drive the trucks from point A to point B. That's doing your job.
Not if you don't get there on time, it's not.
Oh, are you late?
Sometimes, yeah.
No, not thinking
of it. Driving tickets, speeding tickets, going 70 and a 55. Oh, boy, almost getting an accident.
There's something different.
I got tired of listening to him.
There's some difference between a slacker and an underachiever.
Let's go to Matt. Matt, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Matt, are you a slacker? Oop, we lost Matt. We're going to take him. Now, we don't have the names here, so we're just going to go through right now.
We're flying blind.
It's Maria.
We're flying blind. Hello, you're on the air. Who's this?
Hi, this is Larry.
Hello, Larry. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Larry, you've listened to us take some of these calls here. Are you getting an idea for what we're looking for? I'm almost looking for the white-collar guy, too. You know, the guy like at the office that gets away with stuff. Tell us what you do, Larry.
Okay. I work for a telemarketing agency.
Okay.
I sell timeshare for a lovely place out in Lake Tahoe. Mm-hmm. And I basically sit in my, like, $4 cubicle, pretty much smoking the devil's lettuce all day long, and I go in and out to the bathroom.
That's
for about
marijuana, Rob.
No,
they call that the devil's lettuce.
Yes, all the smart people do.
Have you heard like that one? I like Larry and the devil's lettuce. Larry, hold on a second. You don't even have to talk anymore. We're going to let you go on hold. You're one of our finalists with Tony, okay?
Thanks.
Very good. I didn't hang up on him. Nope, I got him on hold.
He's strong.
I put Larry on line number two, Joe, and let's go to Tom. Tom, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Tom, devil's lettuce.
Tom, have you been smoking the devil's lettuce?
No, Mike, but I have spent a lot of time sitting at home looking at news off the internet for many, many hours at a time. I am a salesman for a power tool manufacturer. And we've had a little downturn in the economy, so it's kind of understood we're not going to make any money.
All right. Hold on. Now, Tom, we're getting close to home here. Now, for anybody that's been around any kind of job where salespeople are involved, especially people that have to do cold calls,
right.
The way it works is normally you do like your little sales meeting, and then they want you on the street. I mean, that's how they do it at radio stations.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And God knows it doesn't happen here at WJFK in Washington.
No.
Our people do a fantastic job. But you normally have to hit the street, and that's how you drum up business. So how many sales meetings a week do you have to go into, Tom?
That would be zero, Mike. There'd be one phone in to my boss who's in Phoenix, and I live in Northern California.
Wow.
So it's pretty much milk it. Find somebody to take lunch and put on the expense account.
All right, okay,
If you're
good.
Surfing the internet all day, how do you meet your numbers? How do you make your numbers?
Good question.
Well, wonderful part of this job is there's a bunch of national accounts that just buy stuff on auto buy. As long as they know who you are and you really don't get involved in a felony, they can get rid of you.
Works on autopilot.
All right, we're going to put you on hold. Now, to win the $100, you have to give Joe your boss's number. We got to call him to verify.
Already did.
Very good.
How long have you been with the company?
Oh, I'm sorry, Rob. I already put him on hold.
Well, we'll ask him when we get him back because I'm curious how long you have to be there before you just sit there and let them checks roll in.
Automatic. That's what happens. I like the salesman. So we've got Tom, Larry, and Tony. We got room for plenty more.
Please,
we're
going to
take a short break, and we're going to get back into this with the employee of the month. Nobody has really jumped out at me quite yet. Yeah, Buzz, recap who we got here.
All right. Well, as you said, Tony, for example, installs car stereos. He likes to lay under the boats and the cars and just do nothing.
I like Tony.
He takes his way through the day. That's good. That's strong. Larry, I like this guy a lot. He's a telemarketer, sells timeshares in Tahoe, and smokes a little weed on the job, apparently.
Yeah.
And our most recent contestant, Tom, the guy who sells power tools, but really just spends his day surfing the internet and making sales on autopilot.
877-365-3636. I know that our listeners can do better?
I don't know. I think we found the three slackers that listen to the show.
I'm looking for the kind of employee that might be costing their company thousands of dollars.
Big money.
Yes, and expenses and medical costs.
Right. So we will be looking for the calls from O'Mara's restaurant coming up in the next break. No, just kidding. We'll get more slackers for the Employee of the Month contest coming up. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. Thank you for listening.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.